Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, where, as always, we're working on your financial freedom. My name's Mike Harrison. It's my privilege to join you today, and I want to thank you for tuning in. I owe a debt of gratitude to Lifestyles Unlimited and Dale Walmsley for providing my family and I an avenue to financial independence. In life, the goal is to excel and ultimately celebrate peace, love, joy, health, wealth, and happiness. That's what I focus on. If Lifestyles can provide the path, the wealth portion, the path to wealth, well, now you can focus on the other key aspects of your life. And yes, I can hear you saying to me, Harrison, wealth is not everything. But let me tell you, wealth darn sure provides the means to focus on those areas. And what do I mean? Well, health is easy. Eating right is not cheap. Healthcare is not cheap. Vacations can be expensive. Spending time with those you care about, especially if you're taking time off from a W-2 employment job, that can be expensive. And whether you are spending time with that individual or those individuals because you want to for joy or love in your life or happiness, or maybe you're spending time because those individuals need you, that can be expensive. So if Lifestyles Unlimited can provide a path to create that wealth portion, well, now we've checked one of those boxes and we can now use our resources to focus on those other areas in our life. So what are the key factors within Lifestyles that enable us to be successful at real estate investment? Well, the education, that's easy. Obviously, that's a key component to our success. We don't just dive into this without education. The mentorship. Yes, you need a mentor. We have those people. If you want to go a certain direction or to a certain path or to a certain area or endeavor in your life, you need someone who's done that, who's been there, who is there, who can help you. And then the path, or we call it the math, of course. Those two words are interchangeable, but that's the path. Do this, not this. Here's what makes you most effective. Here's how you should move forward in this regard. But quite possibly, the most underrated component of Lifestyles Unlimited that is crucial to our success is networking. We meet like-minded individuals. We share our perspectives. We share our best practices. We share deals we're considering, on and on and on. In fact, just this morning, my local group, we met for breakfast, and we did just that for about an hour and a half. Just kind of tossed out where we are, what we're working on, what are you working on, who do you know, who's the lead on this deal, what do you think about this deal, what's happening over here? That makes us very, very effective. And I have made so many friends at Lifestyles, and every one of them has bettered me along the way. Well, today I'm happy to have my friend and member of my local networking group on the show, Jared. Jared, thank you for joining us today.
Great. Thanks, Mike. Happy to be here.
Excellent. Well, this will be good. Jared, as we open this up, why don't you provide the listener a little bit of background about yourself?
Sure. Well, I joined Lifestyles as a preferred member back in 2018. And really, the biggest reason that I made the journey was always had an interest in real estate, but really didn't have the know-how or where to get started. And through a close mutual friend that you and I both have, Mike, who joined Lifestyles a number of years before, encouraged me to take the plunge, and I did. And frankly, I'm thankful that I did, and I haven't looked back since then. And it's given me first, the education that I've needed to be able to know how to to appropriately invest and meet and engage with other like-minded individuals. And then secondly, it's also given me the courage, because I'm not out there trying to do it by myself. I do have a body of like-minded investors and members and now friends that I can call upon if I have a question or I'm looking for help as I'm thinking about my next step and growth as I've been active in investing the last number of years.
So, Jared, you've had a very busy 4 years. As I look at your portfolio, this last year's been extremely busy. Why don't you share with the listener how many deals you're in right now?
Right now, I'm in 38 deals as of this last month, 2021. I've been very active, but it didn't all start there. It started, humble beginnings back in 2018, and it was literally scrimping and saving with bonuses or between my wife and I, and we made a concerted effort that this is the path we wanted to take towards really buying our time back. And as we have had refinances or we've had sales, we have been able to deploy that capital back in to other deals, other investments. And then this last year, we took the big plunge where we refinanced our house and put that in as well. And so, but it's been building. But what's happened is, you talk about this, Mike, the cash flow snowball. That snowball gets bigger and it really becomes a compounding effect.
Jared, I'm looking at your portfolio and everything you said. I'm just going to throw some numbers out for the listeners. But 2018, 3 deals. 2019, 5 deals. 2026 deals. So if we're imagining that cash flow snowball rolling along, it's getting bigger, it's growing. And you were in that phase of your life where I kind of call that the burn the bridges phase, that phase one. That's where we realize this plan works. We know it works. And we're doing everything we can to deploy as much capital into these deals to grow, to get that momentum going. And so here we are. I'm looking at 2021. I had you down for 37 deals. You said 38 deals. So that means 23 separate streams of income you invested in 2021. Jared, that's fantastic. I want to continue discussing that on the other side. My name is Mike Harrison. This is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Everyone is asking, is it still a good time to invest in real estate?
We see no indication that for the foreseeable future, and even the unforeseeable future, no indication whatsoever that real estate is suddenly not going to be the best vehicle for creating wealth and passive income for your family. And so that would say that now is the time to get in. And we very rarely talk about this because we talk about cash flow. But now we're talking a little bit about capital gains and what the future brings in that property. Because it's real. At the end of the day, you have all your cash flow, but you've got this nice capital gain when you sell. And the inflation that we see and the reasons for it are going to continue. And we're going to see great capital gains at the end of the line when we sell these properties.
Get in on the next free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. My name is Mike Harrison. If you have any questions at all about real estate investing or how to get started or any thoughts on this show or anything in regards to real estate investing at all, whether it's single family homes, apartment communities, or being a passive investor like our guest Jared on the show today, please reach out to me. My email address is askmike@luinc.com. askmike@luinc.com. I greatly appreciate your emails, and I do respond personally to every email I receive. So our guest today is Jared. He's a friend of mine. Jared happens to also be a business owner. Most of you listeners may not realize that, but he's involved in 38 different passive investments, or as I like to say, 38 different streams of income. Wealthy people buy streams of income, and that's what Jared's been doing. He's moved on quite rapidly here in the last year. Congratulations on this 2021. Jared, you are knocking it out of the park. Tell me about, I'm a married guy, so I know how this goes. What were your wife's thoughts as you jumped in 2018, and bring us forward to where she is with you today?
Yeah, sure. Well, when I first got bit by the bug of real estate and I wanted to learn more about it, I started asking around and doing some research on it. And back, believe it or not, I was familiar with lifestyles from several years ago, but had never really taken the plunge, wasn't active until 2018. And I had a close friend of mine who has now has four different apartment communities, multifamily communities that he owns and operates. And it was at that point that I had the conversation with my wife that I wanted to learn more and really wanted to get the understanding and education to do that. And so in 2018, I went to the two-day workshop. And really what that gave me was a really good footing on what to do, but more importantly, what not to do as a prospective real estate investor. And so when I came back from the two-day, and she did not attend with me the first time I went to the two-day, super excited and said, "Hey, I think I want to do this real estate thing. Will you support me?" And my wife very graciously and encouragingly said, "Yes, absolutely." And so we did. And our first deal that we got into was probably within about 60 days after we did the two-day workshop. And since then, we've just been meticulous at looking and identifying and participating with the extra income and cash flow that we have, because we know that, like with any business, you know, you have to you want to have a turnkey business, but not I have to turn the key to run the business. And so we wanted to actually build passive streams of income, so we're able to take back a little bit of our time.
Was that the? And we're talking about our friend. He's an independent rental owner, so he owns these apartment communities himself. He started with some houses. He bought some houses from me, as a matter of fact, four at one time, which was pretty amazing deal from my perspective at the time. But was the attraction to the passive investing just the fact that, Jared, you're a business owner, you and your wife are involved in that business, and it's just literally what it sounds like? It's one of those rare times where the words actually mean what they say. Passive investing is truly passive.
It is truly passive investing. The hardest thing I have to do is two things. One, write a check, and two, go and read my reports, which frankly, I don't even have to go to the mailbox as much as I used to, since so many of the checks are just automatically direct deposited. But that's the hardest thing that I have to do from an investor. But beyond that, it's the networking. It's getting to know the other lead investors or those the syndicators. And frankly, this is a team sport. And the thing that I like best about this is, one, I don't think that real estate is overly complicated. It's a hard asset. You can actually go lay your hands on the property. But two, we both really like it that I could physically pick up the phone and call one of the leads and talk to them, ask them questions. I can go meet them in person, whether at Expo or at one of the road shows. That's a really great and really brings a lot of calmness that we can personally call and talk to the lead investor on these deals.
Jared, I love that you said that. And just as an analogy, I want to challenge our listener out there that's in a 401k or an IRA to pick up the phone and call their the manager of their value mutual fund, their Vanguard fund, or whatever it is they have. Go ahead and pick up that phone and call that person. And if you would, send me an email and let me know how that goes. You're not doing it. And you don't know those people. You get a little bio and they tell you what they want you to know. And here we actually know these folks. Jared, I want you to speak. You're in 38 different deals. I get a lot of fear-based email, and I'm not ridiculing the fear. It's usually people starting out and, look, I was the same guy. The first house I bought, I said no and literally was pushed into it and was told, Harrison, if you don't buy this deal, I know 20 other people that will buy it. So I understand the fear. It's people coming from this conventional side of life. They've got only so much money to invest in real estate, and their questions are all, what if I lose? What if this? What if that? There's just so much. How many of those 38 deals are losers that you're in right now, Jared, that you wish you weren't in?
Well, today there's probably two, I mean, that I can think of right now off the top of my head. It's not that, you know, you're going to 100, you're batting 1,000 the average, and everything is going to be exactly right. It's like with anything else, without risk, there's no return. You know, you know, there's nothing that's truly risk-free in life. And, you know, with those two, they've, you know, not performed to the way that, you know, the investment said that they were going to perform. The manager, you know, really should be, or the lead should be working and performing. However, the nice thing about this is with lifestyles, there's a white paper, and the white paper is a governance and guidance document of how a lead investor needs to perform and what they're obligated to do according to with their passive investors. And there are opportunities where as a passive investor, we can work with and engage and give
and feedback turn the property
to that lead.
Yep, you haven't lost
exactly,
but you haven't lost money in the deal. It's just not performing to the level that you thought it would. Is that correct?
Correct. Yeah.
That's kind of where I was going. You're still going to cash flow. You're just the lead missed it on this particular property, and it needs to be redirected.
Correct. But overwhelmingly, of the 38 deals we're in, we are up so much with the other deals, but in a couple different areas.
I'm going to pull you out right there. We're going to pick it up on the other side. I want to know what you look for in these deals. My name is Mike Harrison. This is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
You can't be financially free if you're psychologically imprisoned by disabling belief systems.
Are you ready to break free from your disabling belief systems about money, real estate, retirement, and financial freedom? Then join us for Lifestyles Unlimited's live online free workshop. Learn the belief system that thousands of people like you have used to break free from corporate America and create the lives they have always wanted. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedFreeWorkshop.com.
Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name is Mike Harrison. I want to thank you for joining us today. And as always, we're working on your financial freedom, and we're talking about financial freedom via passive investing with a good friend of mine, Jared, who's a passive investor, and he's in 38 deals. Jared, during the break, I took a quick moment to do the math. I used the term loser on the deals, but I think what we're talking about is deals that have not performed the way the business plan, as you read it, has performed. Let's talk about that. Are you, and just FYI, I did the math, that's 5% of your investments are not performing up to speed. I want you to talk about what performance really means and how we make money six different ways in a property. But But at the same time, we're comparing this to the conventional wisdom world where you go and you buy mutual funds, and mutual funds buy 300 different particular companies. They buy stocks in those companies. And why do they buy 200 to 300 different stocks within one mutual fund? Because they know 50% of them are going to lose and 50% of them are going to make money. And at the end of the year, we hope we're up. I can't tell you, if mutual funds only had 5% that were poor performers, but you were still making money with them, there would never be a down day in the stock market. So this is what we're talking about, comparing investment assets and how we create wealth and how we create passive income within those assets. So Jared, pick it up from there. Let's talk a little bit about these poor performers and what that performance really means. And then I want to get into what you're looking for in these passive investments.
As far as for those, the couple of investments from a poor performing standpoint, really the first one I'll look for is, you know, is the lead communicating? Do we have clarity on what's happening with the property? And there could be, you know, good days, there could be bad days, but first of all, is there communication? Do you know what's happening in the property? And then from there, if there are challenges, what is their plan of action? And are they implementing that plan of action? If we get that, and there's, and really it's the willingness to ask for help, you tend to be able to turn a property around. And but when they don't see those, that's when I see the biggest challenges start to come up, is that there's not the there's not transparency and there's not the willingness to ask for help.
Gotcha. Now, what's your portfolio overall? You got 5% that are not doing well. That means 95%. How would you rate those, the 95% of your investment portfolio?
The 95%, we are overwhelmingly very happy with what we've done. We recently had two different deals that went full cycle, meaning that they just sold one, and after 2.5 years sold, and we received a 100% return, but that was over a 2.5 year time period, so roughly around.
Just to clarify, you got your initial investment back plus 100%, so you doubled that investment.
Correct.
That's what you're saying?
Correct, in 2.5 years.
Excellent. Wow. Continue. Sorry, I just wanted to jump in for the listener.
Well, and the other one didn't perform as well. We got that one after 2 years. We got a 60% return. So not quite 100%, but a 60% return.
So you only made 30% annualized on that. And that doesn't include the cash flow, or does it?
That does include the cash flow on that one.
Okay. So you're putting your money in a deal and you only made 30%. I think everybody out there, raise your hand if you would like to invest your money and make a 30% return. That's outstanding. So nice. So you're happy with where you are. What are you looking for specifically? I was looking at your bio, and it seemed like you had specific targets on these assets. Can you share that with us?
Yeah. So when we first started out, we were primarily looking for more on the yield play, when basically meaning that there's going to be a little bit more cash flow coming off of those initial properties. That's what we were looking for when we first got in 2018. Since then, we've actually expanded out where we're also looking at value plays, meaning that there is opportunity for getting equity capture, forced appreciation in the properties. And today, when we are analyzing and looking at a deal, we've got a few different criteria. First is looking at, do you bet on the jockey or the horse? Are you betting on the lead or the property? And we actually will bet on the lead first, knowing that who's running the property, what's their background, why are they wanting, and are they in lifestyles and wanting to be a syndicator? And this is where I talked about, it's a team sport. You want to get to know them, and so you can have a great lead in a mediocre property. On the flip side, you can have a great property, but not a great lead, and they can run the property into the ground. So we look at the lead first. Secondly, we look at, is there a KP or key principle on that property? Sometimes that can give us a really big vote of confidence, especially if there's someone we've worked with in the past, or we know they've been very successful in the space, and knowing that, great, they're going to perform really well. And then we look at the property. The property itself is, what is the submarket? What is the age of the property? What is the current rent comparative to the market? And what's the opportunity to upgrade and improve the property? So we look at that from the property standpoint. And in really with that, those types of analysis, then we make that decision based on what we're looking for at that time to go in that deal or not to go into it.
Gotcha. I like your hierarchy. So essentially lead and then key principal. And I always like it when the key principal has a property in the same area or vicinity. And as well, I take it one step further. I like to look at the mentor. And many times these mentors have a property nearby or in the same submarket or market as the property. And so now I know I've got three folks working together, and two of those folks have experience right there in that submarket. Not to say that that lead might not, this could be their second or third or fourth property in the same area as well. So I kind of track that a little bit and look at it. Jared, I'm going to change gears just a tad because I'm going to brag on you a little bit. You've got a master's of business administration. You have a master's of science in financial planning. You have a bachelor of business administration. You're all over this financial world. Why are you not out there in the stock world? What is it about real estate investing that made sense to you?
Oh, Mike, I actually was in that world for a long time. And you kind of think about, well, you've come over to the dark side. Well, I actually think I may have been on the dark side. I've come over to the light side. And, you know, the little bit about my background is my family, we didn't talk about money growing up. You know, and I come from a farming and ranching background, but money wasn't really a topic that we talked a lot about. And I realized at an early age, you know, actually in college, that if I wanted to learn about money, I needed to probably educate myself. But I didn't have family that we came and did multifamily real estate and built that together until later in life. And so I went back and pursued an education in the wealth management financial services space. But it wasn't until really, again, 2018, where I had the courage really to take the plunge. I'd read a lot on real estate, but I had never taken action until that point.
Gotcha. I think the not discussing money within the family, and I had that same family, you just didn't talk about it. It was rude. I really think it's a carryover from that scarcity mentality. If you think about that 20th century generation, I mean, they grew up, they went through the Dust Bowl, they went through the Great Depression, they went through two world wars. I mean, they fought and they persevered and they overcame. And it was just as their wealth expanded, as what they did essentially paid dividends in the later years. I mean, by the 70s and 80s and 90s, this generation has done well, but they kept those same, I guess, mores from the 20th century. But yeah, I grew up in the same family. Don't talk about money. Well, I'm going to tell you right here, listeners, we talk about it here at Lifestyles Unlimited because that's how we look at these deals and analyze them. We're discussing the financial side. We'll be right back after a short break. My name's Mike Harrison. This is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to be a part of Lifestyles Unlimited? Del Walmsley tells you what to expect when you join us for the next live online free workshop.
We've been here for 30 years. Over 30 years, we've had and or do have roughly 50,000 plus members all over the United States. We have retired tens of thousands of people, and it's just incredible what you're going to find that you're going to be in here. Not only are you going to find the greatest amount of information and education, you're going to find the people, the most open people you've ever met in your entire life.
Come meet the people at Lifestyles Unlimited who will help you change your life and empower you to stop depending on a paycheck, your 401k, IRA, or Social Security for your future. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. At the free workshop, we'll teach you the five ways to make money with real estate: cash flow, equity capture, appreciation, equity buildup, and the tax advantages. Like Dell says, we'll open our books and show you how the numbers work with both single family and multifamily case studies. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. My name is Mike Harrison. I want to thank you for tuning in today. If you're just now tuning in, this is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. And Lifestyles Unlimited is a real estate and mentoring group. We've been in business for over 30 years. We have over 50,000 members in all 50 states. Consistently, year in and year out, we win National Apartment Association Investor of the Year awards. I believe it's 14 years in a row, and that's essentially the Super Bowl of who is the best real estate investor in the country in apartment communities. Well, that's us, year in and year out, not to mention all the state and local awards we take home. Lifestyles Unlimited was founded by successful real estate investor Del Walmsley in Houston, Texas. He teaches us to buy our life back one piece at a time. Friends, I'm going to tell you right now, successful people buy streams of income. They don't just go buy the boat or the new truck. They're going to go buy the asset to pay for the boat or the new truck, the cash flowing asset. And if you want to learn how we do it, I invite you to attend our free workshop. That's Lifestyles Unlimited Workshop.com. Our guest today is a business owner that also happens to own 38 streams of income. Jared, friend of mine, Lifestyles Unlimited member. Jared, what would you say your keys to success have been? Because 2021, what you did in 2021 is twice what you did in the previous 3 years. And I anticipate that snowball could continue rolling. I can't wait to see what you do in 2022.
Well, I'd say first it's faith, you know, secondly it's family, and then third it's been perseverance. You know, it's been, you know, with, you know, if you, one of the things that my dad always told me is plan your work, work your plan. And so when my wife and I back in 2018, we really looked at where did we want to be at in the next 3 to 5 years, and what we've done since then has been really planning our work and working our plan. And our working our plan has been, we've foregone a lot of, some of the other luxuries that to put money back in real estate.
Yes.
To really think about what's this going to get us, not in the next 12 months, but what's this going to get us in the next 12 to 15 years by making some of those investments now. And so really it's been playing our work and working our plan.
Yes, you're all over it. That is the exact strategy. Do something today that your future self will thank you for. Every deal I invest in today, I think about that 3 and 4 year window. So it's 2021. So if we go to 2024 and 2025, these deals, this is when the fruit really ripens, so to speak, even though we're getting paid along the way. I know that what I'm doing right now is going to make 23, 24, and 25 really nice. And in the meantime, what are we doing in between then? We're growing it for that future cash flow, for that future, essentially wealth creation. So that, again, back to the top of the show, it's all about peace, love, joy, health, wealth, and happiness. Those are the six areas of my life that I focus on. So Jared, you're in these 38 deals. Is there either a number of deals that you want to hit or a financial amount that you want in this cash flow snowball? I understand you're also looking at changing gears and studying the independent rental owner side or possibly becoming a lead side. Can you talk on that for a sec?
Yeah. So I don't necessarily have a number of deals we're trying to get to. It's really looking at, we want to have a little bit of a blended strategy. I mean, is having passive income to really be able to subsidize, you know, what our expenses are. And it literally a look at if we have want to go on vacation, okay, how much is that vacation going to cost? And can the passive income really justify and pay for that, or pay, you know, your utilities and your home mortgage, all of those things? Can we use our passive income literally to buy time back? Now, with that being said, knowing that I've had a really fun experience learning and growing as a passive investor, I'd like to take the next step towards having and becoming an independent rental owner and going in and buying a property and running it as a business. It's something that I've really enjoyed the learning experience. I'd like to take that to the next level to have that not only as an investment, but also as something that can be potentially legacy for my family.
I love how you use the term blended strategy. Talk about a carryover from that mutual fund world, that IRA, 401k, divvying up your money into a blended strategy, and you're applying it to real estate. I think that's absolutely fantastic. And again, for you listeners out there, if you missed it, the gentleman joining me today has a master's of business administration, a master's of science in financial planning. And here he is sharing with you how his real estate strategy, he's looking to build a blended strategy. So what he's talking about is he's engaged in passive investing in apartment communities, and he's also looking to potentially down the road engage as an independent rental owner. I would say, in a way, the blended strategy that you have as well, Jared, is you're in different types of properties. You had mentioned that you started out for yield, for cash flow, and now you're putting some money into value properties. I think one could look at that as a blended strategy. And then I'll let you hit this one. Talk to me about where your properties are, because I think we can apply the term blended strategy to geographic location. Discuss that with me. And are you looking for specific geographic locations, or is it back to your hierarchy of deal selection that you were at, that you mentioned in the last segment?
Well, geographic locations have really started to play into our diversification for real estate. We're currently invested in four different states: in Arizona, Texas, Oklahoma, and Mississippi. And one of the things we've looked at, both by lead diversification, but also by geographic diversification within those four different states, has been looking at what is the economic growth opportunity in those states? What's the political climate in those states? And what is the what's the growth rate of people wanting to move to those areas, potentially from other more expensive parts in the country? And so with that being said, it's really given us a little bit of an insight into what types of markets are growing, and some may be growing faster, and some may be softening. But at the end of the day, it all comes back to the deal. You still have a great deal, even in a hot market, and then having a great lead that can manage and run that property.
It is. It's about the deal, and it's about the lead. And if I look at my own portfolio, my initial investments were all right here in Texas. But a big part of that is back to this networking piece, where we meet the leads. We know these leads. We know that we can pick up the phone and call them. And so our networking at the time was pretty much confined. I didn't travel outside of Dallas-Fort Worth and go to, say, the case studies in Houston or the case studies in San Antonio, or now case studies in Phoenix, or case studies in soon-to-be, I believe we're doing them in Atlanta, Tennessee. Lifestyles has just expanded. And then with our software, essentially we're able to connect with leads now all over the country. So I myself have some money, some investment outside of the state of Texas. And I think it's because of that networking piece that now that we can connect with these leads that are investing in other parts of the country. But I like what you said. Hate to mix in politics, but there just are favorable climates to invest, and there are unfavorable climates to invest. But live where you want, invest where you want. That's what I would say to anyone listening out there. You don't have to invest right next to where you live. And Jerry, you're proving it. You've got properties all over the place. We have about a minute or so left. Jared, you had touched on that you knew about Lifestyles Unlimited prior to 2018, but you didn't take any action. Share with us, someone out there that's listening right now, and they're considering investing in real estate, and they haven't taken any action, they're on the fence. Can you share some advice, again, coming from a guy that's, you've got all the financial knowledge that, that anyone could have? What would you share?
There's always an opportunity to gain knowledge, but I'd say the first step is actually to do it. You know, go into the free workshop and at least sit in and listen to that. That's really the first step. Second one, ask someone who has been there and done it. The two hardest things I see people do in human nature is the willingness to ask for help. The second one is the willingness to receive help. And so if you're able to get over that and say, I'm going to actually ask for help and I'm going to learn from people who've been there just like you, I was just like you, that can give you often the courage and be that first step or catalyst to making a change in your life.
And we're here to help you listeners out there. That's what we're about. We're a real estate and mentoring program, and we've helped 50,000 people. We've helped tens of thousands of people create wealth, create passive income, buy their life back one piece at a time. My name is Mike Harrison. I want to remind you, do something today your future self will thank you for, and it's not the money. It's the lifestyle. See you next week and make it a great day.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.